Hello, this is Kenny Williamson, and welcome back to another episode of Melchizedek Chronicles. In this episode, we're going to be talking just a little bit about different scriptures in the Bible speaking against the use of profanity, as it is so said in the Bible. I know a lot of people that cuss. They cuss like sailors. I used to cuss like a sailor. Okay, and every once in a while, I can still mess up and say a cuss word. But I don't know if you notice, or have you noticed, that majority of people these days, it's like, I'm going to say every other word out of their mouth is a cuss word or some kind of profanity. If you tune on any movie these days and watch it, every other word is a cuss word, usually the F word. You know, they say the F word, and of course they take the Lord's name in vain constantly. GD. I mean, it's every word you can even imagine. And of course, if you watch movies like I have, you can watch a pretty good movie in a scene, and you can see that they purposely add in the cuss words, because, you know, they could have done the same thing without the cuss words, and it probably would have been better. But that's the world we live in today. So most people think that these cuss words are just, you know, I don't know, maybe they think they're new words. But have you ever wondered, what does the Bible say about cuss words? What does the Bible say about having a filthy, filthy mouth full of profanity? You know, what's God think about it? Yeah, I mean, you think he's going to like it? I tell you what, let's go over a few of these different ones and find out. Now, we can start this out all the way back in Exodus, Exodus 20, verse 7, and this is part of the Ten Commandments. And in this particular one, in verse 7 here, it says, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain." So right there in the very beginning, we've got a commandment and tells you not to use the Lord's name in vain. That's anything, you know, like you hear on TV and people say constantly. And basically, you're going to be guilty. You are going to be guilty of using his name in vain. He doesn't want it. It was a commandment. Okay, in the very beginning, that's one of his first things he said, do not use or take my name in vain. Okay, so I mean, don't sound like the Lord likes that one very much. Let's move on up a book here into a couple of books up into Leviticus. And Leviticus 19:12 here, and he's talking to Israel here, and he says, "And ye shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord." So here we have again telling, you know, children of Israel, so Jews, he's telling them at this point here, you know, do not swear by my name. You know, do not use my name in profanity with my name. Okay, so he's saying it again. He doesn't seem to like it very much. Let's move on up to Job here. And we remember the story of Job. You know, he was doing pretty good. Satan comes along and is allowed to attack him. He's allowed to do it. God allows it. And basically, he's just down and out. He's, you know, he's lost everything he owns. He's full of sores. He's wishing he was dead. Never curses God during any of this stuff, okay? So his wife comes along to him here in Job 2:9 and says, "Then says his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity?" You know, are you still going to sit there and profess God? So she says, "Curse God and die." I mean, come on now, that's pretty stupid, of course. And like he says unto her in the next verse, he says, "But he says unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women." Says, what? "Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil?" So in other words, he's saying, you know, God can bless you, and God cannot bless you. God can give something to you, and God can take it away. It's up to God what you have. I mean, people think that they're doing it. They're like, oh, man, I did this. I'm really working hard. I've got a good job. Yeah, because God allowed it. Remember that. Everything you have and do is because God allowed it. Just FYI on that. Now, and he says in the next, he says, in all this, did not Job sin with his lips? So what does that tell you right there? In other words, whatever comes out of your mouth, different things, can be sin. This is not just, hey, I said a couple of bad words, blah, blah, blah. You know, you're nothing but a blah, blah, blah. That is sin. Okay? You are sinning when you do it. Okay, let's jump a little forward further in the Bible, further forward in the Bible here, and go up to Psalms 5, verse 9. Now, this is King David wrote this. And in this particular passage, he's speaking about foolish people. And he says, for there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. And basically what that means, an open sepulchre, is, you know, it's wide open for just trash to spew out of it. You know, nothing good comes out of their mouth. It's just an open, you know, I mean, obviously a sepulchre back then, they were burying people in sepulchres, okay? So, in other words, a bunch of rotten stink is what's coming out of their mouth, okay? And they like to flatter with their tongues, probably themselves, but they try to flatter you too, you know? So you need to be really careful when somebody, everything out of their mouth is filth, and then they go to start talking you up or themselves up, okay? Right there it says they're wicked. It's very wicked. So that's Psalms there in King David. King David said that. Okay, again here in Psalm, we've got Psalm 10, verse 4 is where we're going to start here. And it's talking here, and it says the wicked. So we're talking about wicked people, you know, non-saved people, and probably saved people that are lost or nearly lost. So it says, the wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. So obviously this is an unsaved person here. God is not in all his thoughts. Having said that right there, just so you know, God should be in all your thoughts if you're saved, okay? Okay, his ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them, okay? He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved. I shall never be in adversity. So you're seeing this guy is obviously a puffed up, wicked idiot, right? And here we go. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. So, I mean, think about that. His mouth is full of cursing. So we already know that he's wicked. He does not seek after God. So what's the first thing he does? Well, his mouth is full of cursing and deceit. So he's a liar and fraud. Liar. You know, he's going to tell you something that's not true. He's going to try to cheat you. It says, under his tongue is mischief. So, you know what that is. I mean, not anything any good, and vanity. So, you know, he's vain on top of it. Thinks he's something he's not. So, do you know anybody like that? Cusses like a sailor and thinks they're really something. They think they're really cool, don't they? You know, walk up in front of a woman and some children and F this, F that, you F and blah, blah, blah. I mean, come on. You think you're so cool? Do you think that impresses anybody? Okay, even if it does impress one of your, you know, unsaving drunken buddies over here, you know, I don't think I'd be worried about that as much as I am God the Father sitting here watching and recording everything you're doing, because you are being watched, and everything you say is being recorded. It's being recorded in a book in heaven. Now, those books are going to be open someday, and every word that's come out of your mouth is going to be in those books. So, Is that how you want to be remembered, with your, you know, your filthy, deceited, frauded mouth and your vanity? I don't know. It's not sounding very good for these people who cuss all the time, is it? Okay, so let's fast forward a little bit further up to Psalms 12. And we start off at verse 1 here. And let's see here. And he's saying that, you know, he's talking about the Lord. It says, for the godly man seetheth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Okay. So go on to say, they speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips, and with a double heart do they speak. So in other words, they're going to backstab you. You know, they're trying to flatter you, flattering lips. They don't mean it. They're lying to you. They're speaking vanity. And what's the Lord going to do about that, I wonder? Whoa, let's see. Verse 3, the Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things. Who have said, with our tongue we will prevail, our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? So, yeah. These guys are like, who's our boss? Who is God? There's nobody over us, you know. And we can just do whatever we want. That's what they think. Okay, here also in Psalms 19, verse 14, it says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So right here is basically a prayer saying, asking that the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart be acceptable to the Lord. So obviously, words that come out of your mouth cannot be acceptable. And David here is praying that his words are acceptable. Do you ever pray that? Do you pray that the words that come out of your mouth are acceptable? I mean, God's listening. Okay, here also in Psalm 34, verse 13, it says, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. So, David is praying this here when he's being chased by Abimelech. And this is another one of David's deals. But he wants to keep his lips from speaking guile. Guile is basically like deceitfulness, cunning, like you try to trick people with your deceitfulness and, trying to trick people into whatever. So, he doesn't want that. King David has said this in Psalm, so it's pretty obvious where we're going here with your mouth and what comes out of your mouth. Okay, let's move on in here to Proverbs. Now, there's a whole bunch more in Psalms, but, I'm not going to cover every single one of them. I'm just trying to hit the high points here. But in Proverbs 19:1, it says, better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. So, right there it tells you, people who use the filthy talk and stuff, the Bible's referring to you as a fool. You're foolish in God's eyes by doing it. You ain't cool. You're a fool. You get it? Yeah, and how about this one over here in Proverbs 13:3? It says, he that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that open wide his lips shall have destruction. So in other words, keep your big mouth shut, okay? Nobody wants to hear your filthy talk, okay? But like here, hey, go ahead and open up your big fat mouth and you can have destruction. Go ahead and do it. I mean, you see what God's thinking here, okay? Okay, now we're going to jump over here to Ecclesiastes, which was written by King Solomon, which was David's son. And over here in verse 5, chapter 5, verse 2, we've got, be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon the earth. Therefore let thy words be few. So in other words, be not rash. In other words, don't be quick to talk, especially if you don't have anything any good to say. Especially don't be quick to talk if everything's going to come out of your mouth is trash. Okay, so in other words, it says here, therefore let thy words be few. So, maybe you should shut your big fat mouth, in other words. Ever thought of that? So now, also here, let's see, in verse 6, it says, suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore God should be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thine hands. For in the multitude of dreams and many words, there are also diverse vanities, but fear thou God. So in other words, it says don't suffer thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. So if you don't think the vulgarness coming out of your mouth is sin, apparently some of the stuff you say can cause your flesh to sin. So what comes out of your big mouth can cause you to sin, because it is sin. And then you go on and try to say it was an error before the angel, you know, and it says basically God's going to be angry at your voice. Okay. So not only is he listening and hears the trash coming out of your mouth, now he hears your voice and is like, you know, I don't even want to hear that guy's voice anymore. I'm angry at his voice. Is that what you want God doing? Being angry just at the sound of your voice? Boy, I sure wouldn't want it. I mean, what happens later on when you actually want something and need something? You want to come to the Lord in prayer. And of course, you know, you're cussing up a filthy storm here, and, you know, he don't even want to hear your voice anymore because of your mouth. Not going to be very good. So again, fast forwarding a little bit up here to Hosea, Hosea chapter 4, verse 1. Now, this is the Lord is accusing Israel, okay? And basically, he's mad at them because they have no knowledge of God, or they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And he says here, by swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood toucheth blood. So they're including swearing here along with lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery. So all these are listed together. So apparently, you know, God considers somebody who murders somebody, I mean, killing people, in the same sentence as somebody who is swearing and lying. Which, you know, the Bible says that, you know, no liars are going to go to heaven. So, but swearing. So, obviously, God hates swearing. Okay, he hates it. So, I just don't know why any actual Christian man or woman would want to use profanity and cuss and swear. It's not biblical to get away with it, that's for sure. Now, this next one here is actually in Matthew verse 5, or chapter 5, I'm sorry, verse, I don't know, 33. And it's talking about oaths here, which is a different kind of swearing. This is talking about swearing an oath to somebody. And I'm sure you've heard this. Somebody's like, hey, I didn't do that. And they're like, oh, you didn't. Well, swear you didn't do it. Do you swear to me? You know, do you swear on your mother's grave? I mean, I've heard that one before. Right here, you're not supposed to swear even on that kind of swearing. Okay. So in chapter 5, verse 34 here, it says, but I say unto you, swear not at all. And this is Jesus talking, by the way. He says, neither by heaven, for it's God's throne, nor by earth, for it's the footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it's the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou cannot make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea or nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh evil. So in other words, somebody says, hey, did you do something? No. You swear? It's like, well, I can't swear. Well, I need you to swear to me, you know, swear to me by heaven. Well, this says you swear to me by, you know, do you swear to God? Do you swear to God? It says right here, you know, don't swear by heaven because it's God's throne and you have no business doing it. And you can't swear. Well, do you swear to earth? You swear on, you can't do that either. You don't own that either. How about you swear by your head? Do you swear on your own life? Well, you can't. I mean, you could take your own life, I guess, but you can't change anything about yourself. You can't even change the color of your hair without using a, you know, obviously hair dye, but that's not what this is talking about here. So it tells you right here, let your communication be either yes or no. I mean, there is no swearing. You can't swear on your mom's grave. The Bible says not to do it. So you're not supposed to swear as in cussing, and you're not supposed to swear as in taking an oath on something. You're not supposed to do either one of them. Okay, so let's move up a little bit here in Matthew to chapter 12, starting at verse 33. Now, this is Jesus Christ talking, okay? And it's basically talking about, which I've talked about several times as well, a tree is known by its fruit. You want to see what somebody's doing and what they tell you they're doing? You look at their fruit. whatever fruit they're bearing is what they are, is what they're doing. Okay. So we talk about this one here. It says either make the tree good and its fruit's good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit is corrupt, for the tree is known by its fruit. So if you see somebody out partying and drinking and smoking dope or whatever they're doing, that is their fruit. So if they tell you, now, look, I don't do this. I'm a good Christian and I'm saved and I, you know, blah, blah, blah. But they're out here drunk and slobbering drunk and lying and cheating. Then they're not really a saved Christian. Okay. Because you can see by the fruit that they bear what they really are. Okay. So in this context here, we go on to say, oh, generation of vipers, how can ye being evil speak good things? So we know somebody that's an evil piece of trash is going to speak trash. Okay. So keep that in mind when people cuss and swear and cuss and swear. Are they any good? You know, I mean, or are they evil and fruit of how they are is being seen? See? So for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So in other words, what's in your heart and how you really are comes out of your mouth. So if you're hateful and rude and mean, guess what they're going to be saying? You're going to be hateful and rude and mean to people. That's what's going to be coming out of your mouth. If you, you know, thinking evil thoughts and you think trash, then you're going to have filth coming out of your mouth all the time. That's how you can, that's the fruit being bore by the tree that you're looking at. Okay. So basically, it goes on to say, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. Okay. No duh, right? That's pretty simple to understand. Now here we go. Now this is a good part right here. But I'm gonna say to you, every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account therefor in the day of judgment. Okay? Every idle word. Now, you're going to be giving an account for what comes out of your mouth in heaven. Now, if you are saved and you're a Christian, you are still going to the judgment. You're going to the Bema judgment seat. You will be judged as a Christian when you get to heaven. It's not a judgment on your salvation, but it's a judgment of what you did and said after you were saved. Okay? So, you want to talk trash and you're gonna talk a bunch of filth after you're saved? Guess what? Every idle word that you speak, you will give an account of. Think about that. Think about some of the stuff you've said and done. I can only imagine. I mean, I'm gonna have a list of accounts so long it's gonna be like, I'm just gonna be like, I can't believe I said that stuff. Every idle word. Well, what is an idle word? Well, talking about people behind their back, saying stuff that is of anything that's any good, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's just idle. It's not helping anybody. It's not furthering, you know, God's kingdom. You're not getting anybody saved. You're not getting anybody into heaven. You're not doing God's will. You're not doing God's work. So it's idle. Now, obviously, you have a secular job like myself and like most people I know. You have to talk about your job. You have to do that stuff all day long, you know, and be nice to people and say, hey, how's it going? You know, I don't think that's idle. It's stuff that you shouldn't be saying is idle. Okay. So you're going to give an account for it. Now, if you're not saved, you're also going to be given an account for it, but you're going to be doing that at the judgment seat right before you're thrown into hell. Okay. Book. I mean, if it even gets that far, I mean, probably if you're being judged at that point, you're so guilty from everything else you've done. I mean, before they even get to your idle words, they're going to say, look, just get in there and get to hell. I mean, the list is just so long because you don't have the blood of Jesus Christ covering you, you know, for your sins because you refused it. So just get down there in hell. But I mean, because we don't even want to hear it. So next one, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. So what comes out of your mouth matters. Do you want to be justified by the words coming out of your mouth, or do you want to be condemned? So just think about that for a moment. Okay, yet another one here in Matthew, chapter 15, about talking Jesus Christ here is talking about what defiles a person. Okay. And he says in verse 15, 11, not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth defileth a man. So in other words, the trash that comes out of your mouth is going to kill you. So, does it sound like cussing's a good idea? Sounds like GD, that's a good idea, you know, this and that, and F this and F that, and F you, F the world. I mean, is that a good idea? I don't think so. Now, of course, God knows that this is going to happen, and but you're expected as a Christian to grow out of that. Okay, now we can jump up here to Ephesians 2, 1, and we're talking about grace through faith here, of course. And it says, you know, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. So you used to be, if you're saved, now you were dead, now you're going to be alive. And it says, wherein time past you walked according to the course of this world. So in other words, you were living in the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, which is Satan. And that Satan, which it says now, is the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So if you're disobeying God, you are working in the spirit of Antichrist. You're working with the devil, basically. The power of the air, the prince of the power of the air. So that's what happened before you're saved. And there, that's what we're saying there. And it goes on to say, among whom also we had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. So what this is telling you here is before you were saved, you had a conversation in times past about the lusts of your flesh. Okay, that's filthy talk is what that is. And talking about fulfilling the desires of the flesh, which is perversion of some kind, okay, and of the mind. So junk you're thinking about, filthy stuff you're talking about. So say they know that in the past you had that, you know, but it goes on to say, you know, even then when you were dead in your sins because you were not saved. He hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. See, so with Christ's help, you know, by believing in Christ, death, burial, resurrection, his shed blood, you can be saved from all that. But before you're saved, this is how God sees you right here, as basically filthy sinner. And most of the stuff that they have a problem with, a lot of the stuff, is the sin that comes out of your filthy mouth. So now once you get saved, it talks about, you know, you used to do that, but now you need to not do that anymore. You need to be beyond that because you're saved now. That was times past. Now you need to move on, move forward. Now moving on up here to Philippians 1:27. We're talking here about living for Christ. Okay, obviously this was written by Apostle Paul to the church of Philippi. And he is talking about your conversation here, telling them what they should be talking about. And he says, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. So, in other words, don't be talking about a bunch of junk. This is what you need to be talking about. He goes on to say in chapter 4, verse 8, basically telling you, you know, what you should be doing and thinking about. And he says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So you're supposed to keep your hearts and minds on Jesus Christ. That's what you should be looking at. That's what you should be thinking about. That's what you should be talking about when you're not talking about other stuff, you know, what's your secular job or, you know, family, friends. I understand you're going to talk about all that stuff. But when you get a chance to talk about something else, you know, you should be talking about something good, something pure, not idle trash and perversion and junk. So again, you know, God does not like cursing. So, you know, you get some guy or girl, whatever, and every other word out of their mouth is a filthy cuss word. Now, you know, and when you're looking at a person like that, do you think they're saved? Are they going to be able to convince you that they are a saved Christian, full of the Holy Spirit, with every other word, the F word, coming out of their mouth? I mean, do you believe that? Do you believe that if the Holy Spirit was in somebody, they would just continuously cuss like a sailor? Hard to believe. Very hard to believe for me. Yeah, because we can jump up here to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Now we're talking about being a good servant of Jesus Christ. I mean, you're saved Christian. That's what you are now, is you're a servant of Jesus Christ. You're supposed to be doing what he wants you to do. And one of the things, you know, he says, basically, he says, of course, it says, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word and in conversation, in charity, spirit, in faith, in purity. So you're supposed to be an example to young people or anybody that's not a Christian. You should be an example in your words and in your conversations. So if somebody overhears your conversation and it's all about filth and trash and sex and God knows what, are they going to believe any of this stuff? Or, you know, when you should be talking about, you know, examples of good conversations, stuff about spirit, stuff about faith. I mean, you know, it just doesn't go together. Christianity and cuss words and cussing and vulgarity and thinking it's funny does not go together. It just doesn't. I mean, I've heard so many men do this. It is not funny. I mean, especially in front of children. I mean, if you go to some place and it's all adults, and, you know, I understand that adults are going to do that because this is the world, you know, I mean, that's what they do. But when you start doing it in front of children and women and talking that way, I mean, why would you think that's attractive of any way, shape, form, or fashion? You know, I mean, yeah. Anyway, I just don't believe that it is. And I feel like I've thrown enough verses out there now that I believe that God doesn't think it is. I mean, it's pretty obvious what it says about it in the Bible, what you shouldn't be talking about and what you should be talking about. And, you know, I have many, many more verses. And I tell you what I'll do is I'm going to copy and paste all these different verses in the description under this podcast. So if somebody wants to go look at every one of them, I've got literally a page of these things. So I will copy and paste that and on the description on the bottom here. So, you know, I mean, if you think I'm wrong or anything, hey, give me an email. I mean, I don't, if you're an actual Bible believing Christian, I don't believe you're going to think it's wrong. You're going to look up these verses for yourself. And it's pretty obvious what the Lord thinks about this. So, but, you know, my email, it's, truthseekers2012@gmail.com. You can get that and more on my website, kennywilliamson.com. So go there, give me an email. I mean, if you want to talk about it, anything, you know, if you have a really good subject you'd like to talk about, or you want to be on the show, possibly, give us an email. We can talk about it. I'll give you a call. So anyway, you just let me know what you think. If this helped you at all, or you think it should help somebody. I mean, I just ask that you like it or share it or whatever you do on these different things and send it to somebody, send it off, and maybe it'll help somebody. So I sure appreciate you listening. Thanks for listening, and God bless you.